Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Japan Top 10. Hey guys, welcome to another Japan Top 10 Artist of the Month episode. This is your first Artist of the Month episode in January 2022. So happy new year to everyone listening in. In today's episode, we will be discussing our favorite artist of the month, which is Ketsumeishi. And today's episode, I am joined by
Shana. Happy Yay. New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, Shana. Obviously, it's a little bit funny saying that now as we're still in the final week of December, but to everyone else who's tuning in, Happy New Year and welcome to another episode of J Top 10.
If I'm not wrong, I believe this is the first episode of the new year, so welcome back to the new year.
Yes, it is. And yes, welcome back everyone to our J Top 10 podcast. So, to most people, Ketsumeishi is an often consumed herbal tea, which is said to be an excellent way of boosting your digestion to lower your blood pressure. Now, even though we can't promise that if you listen to this episode, those things will happen to you or improve your overall health, we can promise you that we'll be sharing some very energizing songs from Ketsumeishi, who is a very well-known J-pop hip-hop group from Japan. Now, apart from being used as a herb in Chinese medicine, Ketsumeishi is a band that stems back from 1993. They first started out as two members and they were both pharmacists. They're not pharmacists. They were studying to acquire their pharmacist licenses from Tokyo University. And the current group members actually formed officially in 1996. Ketsumeishi is made up of vocalists Ryo Tanaka, Ryoji Otsuka, Daizo Yoshida, and DJ Kenta Kono. They released their first indie single in December 1999, and they have maintained roots heavily influenced by J-reggae and J-pop. Since then, they've released their major debut single back in 2001. The group continues to incorporate singing and rapping into their music, growing to have many hit singles and albums throughout the country. The group's members have also had success outside Ketsumeishi, including solo releases, as well as working and collaborating with other bands. Though they're named after an old Chinese herbal remedy, Ketsumeishi haven't been afraid to branch out and adapt to newer trends, like starting their own TikTok account and reaching over 135 countries on their official Spotify. And the group continues to grow rapidly and popularity-wise around the world, even after they've been together for over 20 years. So, Shana, have you heard of Ketsumeishi?
I haven't, but it's really interesting, especially like understanding like where the name came from, because it's a really odd name to choose. I mean, a Chinese herbal medicine.
I suspect it's actually from probably suggestion from one of the members when they were still studying as pharmacists.
For their pharmacist licenses, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, but anyway, since this is Shana's first time listening to Ketsumeishi, I'm guessing this is your first time listening to all of the music in here in this episode.
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to Shana and to everyone who's not listened to Ketsumeishi before. I really do like Ketsumeishi. I was actually introduced to Ketsumeishi many, many years ago, but I have a friend who is a massive fan of Ketsumeishi. And his name's Aaron. I actually listened to Ketsumeishi, and one of their most famous songs will be played in this episode. For those who know Ketsumeishi, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I've actually listened to Ketsumeishi for a little bit, not so much, not very frequently, but they have a very signature sound and a very signature style of creating their music. So I hope to all our listeners out there, enjoy this episode. To kickstart this episode, here is their 1999 single, Kochi Oide. Now you've just heard Kochi Oide, which is Ketsumeishi's first indie single released in 1999 and was part of a commercial for Gazoo.com. That's G-A-Z-O-O. I'm not sure if it exists anymore. But the success of the single gained Ketsumeishi a recording deal with Toys Factory, where they actually chose to release their debut full-length album a year later in 2001. Their first album was called Ketsu no Police, was released in December of 2000 and had a cover shot in front of Shurijo Castle in Okinawa. The image would become part of the group's signature album cover design style, and you can clearly hear in this original single the reggae ska roots in the song, which is a trademark for plenty of Ketsumeishi's future work down the line and throughout the band's entire discography.
I actually really liked the song, especially the drum work. It was like really sort of uplifting a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that whole uplifting style of music is actually also another trademark for Ketsumeishi. They do quite a lot of upbeat styles of music for a lot of the album.
I could also like hear like the reggae roots in the song that you mentioned before, right? It's like, it's there. It makes the song really interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm. And considering that the band was formed around like the 1990s to early 2000s, this was like a period of time in Japanese music where there were quite a lot of reggae style bands coming up. An easy comparison or maybe a similar group to them would be Orange Range. What else? My knowledge might be a little bit rusty, but yeah, those kind of music that you have. They always have this island kind of band vibes, so that's a thing.
Oh, that's really interesting to know. I didn't know that. And we're now going to head over into Namida, which was released in 2004. The group's ninth single, Namida, was also included on album Getsu no Police 4, released in 2005. The album remained on top of the Japanese charts for 3 consecutive weeks, and it was the first male group album in 11 years since Bizu's The Seventh Blues to do so. Ketsu no Police 4 was selected for the Best Album Award at the 47th Japan Record Awards in 2005. And as well as focusing on Ketsumeishi vocalist Ryo, it also recorded a part of Tatsuro Yamashita's 2005 single version of Kiss Kara Hajimaru Mystery.
I really enjoyed it. This song was quite nice.
So this was a really interesting song to listen to, like, when I first heard it. It was a really, like, slightly less upbeat than the last one, but still had, like, a lot of... I, again, really liked the drum work. I can't, like, throughout most of, like, their songs, I feel like I've realized that I enjoy, like, the drum work and the instrumental music, the vibe of it, because it's rather different than, like, most other, like, Japanese bands I've listened to.
Yeah, so I also really enjoyed this song, and yes, you're right, this is not as upbeat as one of their earlier singles and most of their music, but still nonetheless another very classic Ketsumeishi song. And next up is Ketsumeishi's 2007 single, Train. Now you've just heard Train, which was the group's 14th single release, and it has a very light summery sound, and the track uses a chugging synthesized chord to mimic the rhythm of the train. And the lyrics of the song kind of talk to you about like the day-to-day life of it moving on in the terms of like the moving train. The animation for the music video basically takes you into the life of a regular office worker heading to the office from boarding the train and his thoughts, I guess, going through his head. And the youngest member of the group, DJ Kono, released a mixed CD called I Love R&B, while the MC and vocalist Ryoji created music for numerous artists such as Sunao Namama, The State of Honesty, which was the 2007 single for Mika Nakashima, which was included in her fourth album, yes, and has created music for Chemistry, SMAP, and News.
I really, really liked this music video. I mean, the animated train and like, it just added to like the music as well.
Yeah, I do agree. It's a very easy tune to listen to, and I'm not sure that if you've noticed, but like the music video is filmed in a square. I can't remember what's the aspect ratio, but it's just a square kind of video style instead of a full 1080, 12 by 6, 12 by 8 music video screen size.
Screen, yeah.
So yeah, and this happens to be actually another trademark for Kitsumeishi. Some of their later music videos are also filmed in that style a little bit here and there.
Oh, do we know if there's any like particular reason for it, or was it an artistic move?
I'm not sure whether it's an artistic move. It could be just a remnant of how back in the day when you made music videos, I don't think you could always do such wide screens.
Make them.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
Well, we're now moving into a 2014 release, Rhythm of the Sun. And you've just listened to Rhythm of the Sun, which was released in June 2014 with their ninth album, Ketsu no Police 9. The groups wanted to have Brazil as the location for their album jacket photo because of the 20th World Cup held that year in Brazil. But the cover image was taken in front of a Brazilian restaurant located in Okinawa due to budget constraints. It has a fun, summery party-style video by the pool and on a private boat. Now, I can't deny this is definitely one of those, like, party, summer party songs. Especially with the music video as well.
Yeah, it was a total summer song. I'm like, what else can there be? Summer song, sun, girls in bikinis, pool, you know, water, more water.
Yeah.
I really did like the scenes where, I think they were quite random, but it was the scenes where anyone jumped into the ocean, and they had like some shots of the people in the water. It was quite nice.
I actually enjoyed the song especially. I mean, it was a fun, like, energizing little bit.
Me too. And yeah, so this will definitely continue throughout the rest of this episode. There are a variety of summer style Kitsumeishi songs that do appear, and they are quite endearing to a lot of people that whenever they think of summer, they think of Kitsumeishi. So, moving on from that, coming in at number 8 is their 2011 single, so that was released about 10 years ago now, called Kodama, or Echo. Now, you've just heard Echo, or Kodama, which was released in Kitsumeishi's album Ketsu no Police 7, which was released on 16th March 2011, which was actually 5 days after the 2011 Great Tohoku earthquake. The album went on to reach number one on the Japanese charts as the band were halfway through a national arena tour, the first that they've actually held in 3 years then. The group followed this album release with the single Kodama on April 21st, 2011. And this ballad-style track was used as the theme song to the 2011 drama Hagane no Onna, or also known as She's a Steely Woman, Season 2, which began airing on 21st April 2011. And then, in December of 2011, Kitsumeishi released their first best-of album and video collection organized into 4 seasons, which was Haru, Spring, Natsu, Summer, Aki, Autumn, and Fuyu, Winter. I really enjoyed this single. It was it's a rare ballad-style single from Kitsumeishi, but I think it's appropriate considering the circumstance of when it was released. I don't think the band had an intention to release their major debut album right after the earthquake that rocked Japan very badly. I can't believe it's actually been 10 years ago. It's kind of insane. Shana, did you know about the earthquake that happened in Japan about a decade ago?
I did. It was bad on so many levels. The wreckage that came afterwards was insane.
Yeah, definitely. There were so many concerns about radioactive pollution. And
it was truly a tragedy.
It was truly a tragedy. And like I mentioned, I don't think the band ever like had an intention of releasing that. Like, it just happened, right? So they couldn't take it off their hands to just cut off the date of when they were releasing. But I'm glad that they followed up with this single. And very appropriately so in April, considering April is like the month of new beginnings for the year in Japan.
I really liked this song. I mean, one, it was range compared to the more upbeat songs that we have listened to till now. And it was also a really nice song, especially considering the time in which it was released, when it was released and all of that. It was a really sweet ballad song that had a lot of emotion attached to it. And now, at number 7, we have Love Love Summer, which was released in 2012. So when we're listening to it now, or when you're listening to it, it would be exactly a year, 10 years. This song was the group's 23rd major single and was included on their 8th major album, Ketsu no Police 8. The album cover was the first of the groups to not include an image of Shurijo Castle in Okinawa, but a picture taken in Bangkok. The album was the group's first under AVEX and was available with a DVD that included the Love Love Summer MV and the making of this particular MV. Ketsumeishi wanted to create music that is influenced by other countries and including elements such as EDM and electro, because while Japanese music culture was centered around karaoke, clubs, in the mainstream countries, music such as Europe and the United States and other Asian countries, it was not really the same. So the music video features an Americanized version of Ketsumeishi, with the original band members making cameos as hotel staff and also a cameo by model and actress Kiko Mizuhara. The track was Asahi TV's Onegai Ranking ending theme song for July 2012. Now this was again really upbeat, another like slightly more satirized. I thought it was slightly more satirized on like the American music videos that we see, especially during the like 2012 times.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was actually a little bit confused when I was watching the video. I was like, who are these people? Oh, I get it now. So I kind of understood it belatedly, what they were trying to do. And it was just interesting to see how they wanted to take a twist on what they were as a band and were willing to just play like secondary roles in the whole music video and be observers of how fans react to like famous people performing or living in a hotel or in public. On to the next song, which is something I really love. It maintains the whole celebratory, summery kind of style vibes that is a Ketsumeishi trademark. This is their 2018 single, Kanpai no Uta. Now you've just heard the joyful, joyful melodies of Kanpai no Uta, which was included on the group's 2018 album, Ketsu no Police 11. The Ketsu no Police 11 album cover was reminiscent of the first album, Ketsu no Police, the original one, released all the way back in 2000. The album went on to reach number one on the Japanese album charts in November 2018. Kanpai no Uta was released much earlier, obviously, as one of the lead singles in May 2018. And the single was only available for purchase in Okinawa and through the group's mobile site club, Ketsumeishi. Ketsumeishi wrote the song for the Orion beer commercial, and it clearly stars heavily in the music video itself. And in island tradition, it was shot in Okinawa. And 2018 was also when the band started their official YouTube channel in December of the same year. And I just simply love how the music video celebrates the joys and farewells amongst people years and years to you. And it's well worthy of being a very essential part of your karaoke list.
So I actually really like the song, especially the music video, you know, everyone like sitting together and like drinking and stuff like that. And, I mean, not like drinking, but I mean the shots in the video of like people just together.
Yeah, the sense of togetherness is and camaraderie with friends and family so it made it, it kind of elevated it from being just like a traditional music video featuring a heavy sponsor, which was Orion Beer. It kind of like signified that like you can, it's not just an alcoholic kind of like a beverage, right? It's the people that you're with, the environment that you're with that gives context.
It's that people matter to like, to the atmosphere of things, right?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely one of my favorite Kitsumishi songs. And what do you have, Shana?
So, I mean, now we're going to move on to a 2001 song, Familiar. So now we're heading back quite a bit. The single Familiar was Kitsumeshi's major debut under Toy Factory in April 2001. The single showcased the group's style of mixing J-pop, hip-hop and reggae. The track's MV included images of old family photographs of the members, a nostalgic flashback to how the group came together, akin to the origin story of how Kitsumeshi was formed. So Kitsumeshi released the MV for Familiar on their official YouTube in September 2020.
I really like Familiar. So I think Familiar is the Spanish term for family.
Family.
It was just really nice watching this video because it had like a whole composite of each of the single band members, childhood photos, family photos, photos from like major events in their life, like the Shichigo-san festival or anything, New Year's, high school photos, so many high school photos that were so cute to see.
I know! Yeah. I just really like the entire like photographic collage that you saw at like the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And then how it like faded into like these different scenes.
Yeah, and I thought that's really sweet. You don't often see that kind of music videos being made now.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of this one music video by One Direction.
Uh-huh.
Again, released much later than this. Oh, I forget the name.
I think it was Memories.
I can't remember. But it was again like, you know, pictures and, you know, of how like, you know, their families and all of that.
Yeah.
I think it was Story of My Life.
Oh, I hope yes.
One Direction fans don't like kill me for this. I'm genuinely not sure, but I remember feeling like deja vu-ish when I watched this music video.
I understand what you mean. Yeah, I think it is Story of My Life. But yeah, I understand. It was just really nice to see this. And it was quite interesting that they would release such a nostalgic type of video so early into their career at that time, because it was just 2001. But
I know.
Nonetheless, it's still a very beautiful song. And it also points to another Kitsumeshi trademark, where a lot of their songs tend to revolve around family. They do have quite a number of songs regarding like friendships, family relationships and all of this. Okay, now before we continue with the rest of this episode, are you an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast? Why don't you try reaching out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y at jtop10.jp to be featured on a future episode. Or for more information, you can check out our website at jtop10.jp. And that's it. Now, rolling on to the latter half of our episode, we're almost coming to the end, guys. It's another 2001 single by Kitsumeshi called Tegan.
諦めずにも寝ずにも働こう。焦らずとも何はともあれの今日、堂々と生きる日々、想像の中で膨らむ君の姿、それで君の気持ちと希望も戻り伝えるための手紙。女神は隣にまだいるのかい、部屋には笑い声はあるのかい、幸せなら何も言うことはないが、愛があればこその君のもとへ。
未来の未来の状況はまだ見たことない未来で、勇敢に戦う Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now you've just listened to Tegami, which was Ketsume Ishii's third major single released in October 24, 2001. The song was included in Ketsume Ishii's seasonal collection Best Of album, Aki Best. 2001 was also Ketsume Ishii's first time collaborating with pop R&B duo Chemistry for their second single, Point Of No Return, featured on the album The Way We Are. The single went on to reach number one in Japan and stayed on the charts for 22 weeks. I really like Tegami because as you're listening to the song, the lyrics kind of discuss the band's musings about how their future selves will be and what the future will look like for them. And it was very poignant, and you could tell that there were parts of the music video there, some of them took a pause to just think and just wonder about where their life is going to be in a few years' time. So I like how this was like a time capsule. And for me personally, it kind of reminded me of Angela Aki's Haike no Tegami, which was her other single, which was also similar in this style, where she writes a letter for her future self about where she is now.
I agree. I mean, I also really liked the sort of like, it was super raw, especially in like what the song was about. It felt like they were genuinely like pondering what their future was going to be in the song itself, right? Like you said, you know, with the pauses and stuff, so.
It was really nostalgic, and it was just a think piece. Nice to have.
I mean, and again, in a time where like you never really know what the future looks like, this was a really like nice song to listen to. I mean,
yeah, I know.
And now at number three, we have a 2021 release. So now last year, Toe Nena Yoru.
じゃなくて君に魅力がありすぎたから手を出せなかったんだ君の魅力に溺れ僕は涙の夜明けまさか二度とないとはね二度とないとはね見つめるが手渡さず君を守り続けるだって野に強い君は僕の心くすねる付き合ってるいや付き合ってない
まったくわからないぜそんな女心彼女と行くのはさてどんな心一泊二十万もする高級旅館で君の浴衣姿を見て高級困難温泉に立ち込める蒸気は異常に君を美しく見せるさらに理想に抱きしめたいのにあなたは紳士なんて言われたらでも出せず鼻から禁止でも天使と悪魔の悪魔がうるさい大切に思うから紳士的な振る舞いほろ酔いで添い寝彼女寝ちまったこと寝顔見てもそうお待ちかねどうぞ神将食べし方はまさかの君から
としててあなた動かないでいいからガチガチの勝手なしの守備だけじゃ勝てないぞ防戦一方じゃダメ当選一等織姫と彦星カウパーとバルトリーついに君にログインするパスワードアウトキーガチンと鍵が開いてカチンコなチンコでガチンコで勝負まだ飽きんぞ足りんぞ右往左往するうのさの奪われた心今結ばれた心締め技が決め技天国に行けたな朝日浴びて目覚めるいい夢が見れたなこれが夢だなんて僕は信じてないさ教えてくれ神様信じてなんだ
君に魅力がなくて手を出せなかったんじゃなくて君に魅力がありすぎたから手を出せなかったんだ君の魅力に溺れ僕は涙の夜明けまさか二度とないとはね二度とないとはね
その舐めるような眼差しいつも変わらないけど過剰な紳士風が素なのかわからないたまに覗く野生心嫌いじゃないけど奥手すぎても未来がない旅好きからあなた行こういつ行くに展開行こうと言ってないけどもできない弁解とはいえ少し期待して待ってたの新しい派手めな下着も買ってたの初めてこんな高級旅館浴衣着たらあなた鼻息まで高級困難あなた紳士ねでもやらしいねバレバレなところも可愛いね湯船に近づく距離弱い上がれば布団のポリポミ酔ったふり眠いふりで様子見早く聞いて紳士的数ボーイに上手にあれあれなぜなぜいびき聞こえたんごそごそもぞもぞとまさか寝言下ネタはあなんでさっき寝るの冷めてくるはあなんで連れてきたの萎えてくる実は楽しみで盛り上がってた会うたび期待しすぎてた私一人恥ずかしい何が紳士守りたいの怖いわからない紳士と淑女夢見てた私ばかりかい
君に魅力がなくて手を出せなかったんじゃなくて君に魅力がありすぎたから手を出せなかったんだ君の魅力に溺れ僕は涙の夜明けまさか二度とないとはね二度とないとはね
Listen to To Nena Yoru is included on the 2021 album Ketsu no Police 12, which also includes tracks like All Set, Hello, and Ame no Itazura. In 2021, Ketsumeshi also released the best of album Ketsu no Paradise on March 31, 2021 to commemorate the 20th anniversary of their major debut and contains 28 of Ketsumeshi's most loved tracks. Again, I feel like I've mentioned this before, but the instrumentals of almost all the songs have been some of my favorites till date.
Mm-hmm. I should also like to mention that the cover photo for the Ketsu no Police 12 album was it's a very standard thing, guys. If you've never seen a Ketsumeshi album, it's literally all four of them in the same order of the members with either the same background or a slightly different background here and there once in a while. But it's always just that. There's nothing fancy. It's just the four guys with a nice background and the title of the album just above.
I mean, at least like consistency, right? I mean, they don't take away from like the song itself with flashy album covers and stuff.
Yeah, they don't. Not at all. And I really like this. I really like this track. It's a slightly slow down tempo track from Ketsumeshi. But yeah, it's just a nice piece to have and very cool to hear them still. Distinctly creating their own style of music even 20 years down the road.
And before we head into our last two songs, a quick announcement. If you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Come check out the full details at jtop10.jp, that's J-T-O-P 10, to find out an advertising plan that'll suit your company's needs.
So we'll be rounding off this episode with the last two songs for this episode. Coming in at number two is the band's 2016 single, Tomoyo Konosaki mo Zutto.
Thank you. 또 또 모여
The single was released as the group celebrated their 15th major debut anniversary. It's the B-side for a karaoke version of the track. On 16th of August 2016, the group played a sold-out Nissan Stadium One Night Only Live Kitsuneshi 15th anniversary tour in front of 70,000 fans. The song was used as the theme song to the movie Crayon Shin-chan, Fast Asleep, The Great Assault on Dreamy World. 24th in the series. This track was also included in their 2016 album, Ketsunopolis 10. Now I really enjoyed the music video for Tomoyo, Konosaki mo Zutto, because it stars a very famous Japanese comedy trio called Dancho Club, performing some of their very hilarious and crazy skits and antics that they've created in their over 30-year-long career as friends and comedians. I've sometimes seen them on some of the variety shows once in a while. Dancho Club is made up of comedians Jimon Terakado, Higo Katsuro, and Ryuhei Ueshima. I really like this song because it talks about long-term friendships. And I believe that when they used Dancho Club, it was just really nice to see how long-term friendship can still be so fun to be part of, and it just totally suits the whole song itself. Yeah,
it really brought up like nostalgia of like all your friend groups and how close you can be and how close friends are. And I have to admit, like, the music video in itself was slightly funny, you know, the antics that they got up to within the music mm-hmm. video itself, right? Again, a lot of nostalgia yeah. here with, you know, again, friends and like how strong bonds you can form with people that you have no relation to. It's quite beautiful to watch, right?
Mm-hmm. And I really like how they juxtaposed the whole music video with it's a little bit similar to how they did Familiar. But they had like the current version of Dancho Club, the guys just performing, and sometimes you see them fade the video back into original pictures of the guys when they were first starting out in the early days of their comedy troupe.
I'm glad they got in everything rather than skipping over like the beginning just to the end when they were like at the peak of their career and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It's definitely something I would recommend all our listeners to go try and watch. It's actually available on your official YouTube. Now, as we're wrapping up this episode, here is a final announcement from us. Would you like to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this Artist of the Month episode? Why don't you try joining our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $8 a month, and support our podcast by getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And here we have Shana with the last one on the list.
So this is the last song on the list, Sakura, released in 2005.
Oh, いたすみなく灯り出さぬ頃また気になる変わらない香り景色風違うのは君がいないだけここに立つと蘇る込み上げる記憶読み返す腹くぜに舞う長い髪とはいないことでまた騒いだり桜に飲ました語り明かした思い出を俺輝いた明かした桜散る頃出会い別れそれでもここまで変わらぬままで探した目君離した手いつしか別れ壊したね桜も季節に取り戻すあの頃そして君呼び起こす
花びら舞い散る
君との思い出に誘われ心の扉叩いたでも手をすり抜けた花びら初めて分かった俺はかかったこの場所来るまで分からなかったがここだけは今もなぜ定めのように香る風暖かい日の光がこぼれる目を閉じればあの日に戻れるいつしか君の面影は消えてしまうよどこかへあの日以来景色変わらない散りゆく花びらは語らない桜の下に響いた君の声今も
桜舞い散る中に忘れた記憶と君の声が戻ってくる浮き止まない
to a Sakura, which was the group's first number one single. It was an award-winning song that sold 942,675 copies by the end of 2005, reaching number two on the yearly chart. Sakura was the second biggest selling single in Japan in 2005, behind Johnny Entertainment's Seishun Amigo by Shuji to Akira, Kame and Yamapi. The track was included on the group's biggest-selling album, Ketsu no Police 4. And Sakura was featured in the Japanese rhythm game Taiko na Tatsujin. While working on the album, Ketsu no Paradise, staff suggested sharing Sakura with the fans again. But as part of the group's 20th anniversary celebrations, a remake of the Sakura MV, 16 years after the original was released, containing a new storyline starring Rinka Kumada and Asahi Ito, was released. So I really like this song. I mean, again, it's their first number one single for a reason. It has a really nice like storyline, and I was very invested in the song.
Mm-hmm. This is the Katsumeshi song, and I really love this track. It blew up, I guess, on the Oricon charts at the time. I loved it because the music video, the original video, was also really good. So for our listeners out there who have not seen both of them, the original one was this, I can't remember what's the actress's name, she's very famous, but it's basically about this guy who is an ordinary office worker who has dreams of becoming a filmmaker. And he meets this girl who wants to be an actress. So this is about how to achieve dreams, pushing each other lovingly to go pursue those dreams and never try and give up no matter what's the obstacles that are standing in your way. So the latest version of the new music video for the same song, it contains two same protagonists as well, a guy and a girl. The girl, however, in a more modern twist, she wants to go to Korea and achieve her dreams to be a K-pop idol, and this other guy and her, the boy or her partner or her friend, he wants to be a pilot, and so he can fly the world and take her to places or see her in places around the world. But yeah, that's about it. Continue.
No, I just want to say that, like, again, this song, like, just back to the song, because, like, it is just genuinely one of my favorite songs on this list. I mean, I really like that it was pushing each other to follow your dreams, which, again, slightly more different to the normal trademark Ketsumeshi music that was put out. It was a really nice, like, song overall, and I highly suggest, like, you know, you go check out the music video, and if you can find the old one, I mean, I personally am going to go scour the net for it after Ethel has, like, mentioned it.
So you can actually find both versions of the Sakura music video on the Katsumeshi official YouTube page.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and the comments there under all the YouTube, under the YouTube comments under the each music video just clearly shows you how much people do love this song and do love the sentiment of the music video and how it's gotten them through to a lot of things. So, yeah, to wrap up this episode, I hope all our listeners out there have enjoyed listening to Katsumeshi. As I mentioned throughout the episode, one of the trademarks of their music style is their unique combination of reggae-style music with pop, hip-hop, and ska. They are usually very uplifting and a lot of summer-type songs with friends and family as their core theme. And they've also been very well known, if you've not heard already, to release their albums in chronological order from Ketsunopolis, the one in 2000, the year 2000, to their latest one released just this year.
I mean, last
2021.
Year.
Yeah. Last year, 2021, which was Ketsunopolis 12. So that's like 12 full-length albums in the last 21 years. And yeah. You can watch or listen to their music on their official YouTube and Spotify channels and catch up to them on Instagram, Twitter, and
apparently TikTok.
Yeah.
I've heard them make fun TikToks there.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And in less than a week, Andy and Haru will join you to bring you a brand new Top 10 episode for the brand new year and month of January 2022.
That's right. So anyway, guys, thank you, and again, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. And
yes, I hope you all have a great year. I mean,
yeah, exactly. And Sharon and I hope to see you on hope to talk to you on another podcast episode in the coming months.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.